Hi there, I'm Ben Morton, and welcome to another episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. It's the weekly micro edition of my podcast. Each episode is just 6 minutes long and is designed to provide you with tips, tools, and tactics around specific aspects of leadership and management. It addresses some of the most common challenges you will face as a leader or manager. They are all recorded unscripted whilst I'm out walking in the countryside, so you'll probably hear birds tweeting in the background or just ambient noise as the people around me are going about their day-to-day life. That's all I'm going to say by way of an introduction, so let's dive straight in to this week's episode. If you are a leader or manager, there is a very real chance that your actions could be damaging the resilience and well-being of your team. And if you're a member of a leadership team or an executive team, again, there is a very real chance that the well-being initiatives that you've put in place are making things worse. And there's actually a recent study from Cambridge University that backs this up. Why? Well, the well-being initiatives that you're putting in place is giving people something else to think about, something else to beat themselves up about if they're not doing them, in addition to an already busy job and demanding to-do list. But the good news is there's also a simple solution, and you can significantly improve things without having to do much at all, without having to ask people to do more. Hey, I'm Ben Morton. I'm a leadership mentor and performance coach, and I specialize in working with business professionals who are moving into more senior leadership roles and who are committed to being the very best leader they can possibly be. So, back to resilience, well-being, and making things better instead of making them worse. Another study found that up to 22% of somebody's resilience and well-being is affected or can be determined by the degree to which their direct manager or leader supports their well-being and role models good, healthy behaviours. So what this means is we're not going to improve somebody's well-being and make them more resilient by telling them to do activities, telling them to take a break from their desk at lunchtime, telling them to not send emails in the evening or to switch off their phone when they're on holiday. Simply telling them these things will not make a difference, especially if they don't see us doing the same thing. What will make a difference is when they see us modeling good behaviors, right? If they're not getting emails from us in the evening, that will make a difference. If they see us putting blocks of time in our diary to go for a walk at lunchtime, if they see us leaving the office at sensible times, if they see us eating well, for example, they will start to copy. Why? Well, another study found that 58% of people at work worry about letting their boss down. And again, that's not necessarily your intention, but how people perceive our actions will drive that fear of letting us down, because what we do very quickly becomes the standard that other people think they have to live up to. So if we're working late in the evenings, if we are working and sending emails at the weekend, if we're not taking a break at lunchtime, people think that's what we expect of them. That's the standard they try to live up to, and that's the standard they fear not hitting. So it's much more about what we do rather than what we tell them to do in terms of resilience. And perhaps one of the biggest things to consider really is not asking people to, sorry, perhaps the bigger thing to think about is not giving people tools and activities to help manage the stress, such as, I don't know, a two-weekly massage in the office, but thinking more carefully about what we're asking them to do and what's causing the stress, what's causing them to dig into their resilience reserves all of the time. Because we shouldn't have to be resilient every single day at work. Resilience is about dealing with the really intense times when they come. And then to finish up today's episode of the Leader's Kit Bag, let me share one of my favorite quotes. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, then you are a leader. And that's John Quincy Adams. Hope it's been useful, folks. As always, look after yourself, look after those you've got the privilege and responsibility to lead. And until next time, lead on.